Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back to the Smoky Shelter, Batman.
Is all of these going to have...
No, we don't got to do it every time.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host, Big Lance and Phil. Tonight, we are talking the 2015 Matt Damon vehicle, The Martian. So I'll give y'all a quick summary plot. If you have not watched this movie, pause this now and go watch the movie. But this is basically about a group of astronauts that go to Mars on a mission to, you know, explore. Big storm comes through. They have to do an emergency evacuation and haul ass. Matt Damon's character gets hit by a piece of their satellite that actually communicates with Earth. It breaks off in the storm, hits him, stabs him in the gut.
With a piece of antenna.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. They think he's dead and have to leave. So now they're leaving thinking, oh man, he's dead. Well, they have a 10-month trip home. Less than, what, we're talking 2 months into it. NASA notices the Mars rover is moving periodically. They find out that, guess what? He's still alive, and they left him there. He's got enough supplies to last, essentially, because I don't really know what they were calling a day. I don't know if that's 24 hours, 12 hours, or what, or 38 hours, but what they were calling it, a sol. Sol 1, sol 2, sol 3. I'm assuming that was a day on that planet. Well, in Earth years, I read this.
That was one solar system. That was one rotation around the sun. Mm-mm. I mean, no, that was one. It was one rotation that you get to see the sun. It was right. Like a day. It was a sol. It was solar. It was one time.
Correct.
That's what it.
But it don't necessarily
explain how many sols is a day.
But it's shorter because it's a smaller planet.
So a sol is shorter than a day.
Than a day because it's a smaller planet. It spins faster than Earth.
I got you. So maybe you get.
So it might
three
be
quarters
like,
of a day out of a sol.
It may be where two sols is a day. I don't know. But in days, in Earth days. He had left because they were planning on leaving in 30 days, Earth days, 30-day supply for 6 people. So you do the math. He had this motherfucker colonized Mars and grew a fucking garden and had to communicate with them.
Colonized Mars, that's what he says.
Yeah, colonized Mars.
So basically, I colonized Mars.
Yeah, I'm the king of Mars, bitches. I'm a Martian.
The Martian. He is a Martian.
So anyway, of course,
he's the first one to actually grow life on Mars.
I'd have been trying to grow some pot, but that's just me.
A true story. I would have brought some pot seeds. And he was a botanist when he came
to
the
planet.
Yeah,
he was a botanist.
And they were fucking with him like, that's not a science or some shit.
So, all right, we'll go into some details, but just to finish the plot on out, they decide that what they have to do is take this main ship that's coming back, shoot them around Earth's orbit. They're going to fire off a supply rocket. They're going to grab that supply rocket, which will give them enough to get 10 more months back there and 10 more months back. And once they get back, they're not even going to stop. The plan is for him to shoot the fuck up out of Mars and then catch him, go around Mars, and come back home. That's the plan. The plan for the government was for them to drop supplies to him, come home, and then those supplies would last him 4 months until they got another, or 4 years until they got another ship ready or some shit. But they were like, fuck that. No, you fire up.
Well, they
catch
tried
you.
To do that, right?
That was the plan.
That's what they tried doing, then the rocket blew up.
Mm-hmm.
You getting way into the movie.
No. I was just talking about, I was running through the plot. I wasn't going into all the details yet. Okay. I was just starting the plot, finishing it to the end.
All right,
but now we can go into detail. So, oh man, this is a clusterfuck already. So
you flustered it.
I fluster clucked it.
That's right. Anyway, well, they send a rocket up because they're trying to give him supplies, and he's gonna be able to wait until the next ship comes, and he's gonna go to the next drop point.
Yeah, that was their first plan.
And it's going to take him 54 sols to get to the next drop point.
Right.
So he's going to have to be in that rover for 50. So he's got to figure out how to keep that rover warm because he can't. Because he can't leave it on. He's got to have it charging 13 hours a day and then drive for the other, what was it? He's got to sleep sometime in that 13 hours that it's charging. Mm-hmm. And he's got to drive for the other, how many hours is it in a day? He's got to drive for the other.
He drives at night.
Yeah, but he's got to drive for how many hours a day is he driving? Then he lets it charge for 13 hours.
I don't know the hours, but he drives it at night, and during the day he has to let it charge for 13 hours, and that's when he tries to sleep.
So, he gets the nuclear warhead or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, we planted a flag here so we'd know never to come near it, and now I'm fixing to unbury it and dig it up and
put it in this little bitty. Yeah, and fucking put a safety belt on it.
That bitch is like, I mean, I might die from radiation poison, but at least I'm warm. But I love how he's doing a video diary the whole time.
Yeah, I like how they told me to fucking drill a bunch of holes in the top of the rover and just hit it with a rock. I laughed by the point. But what I really liked was how they were like, all these scientists are telling me how to grow my shit or whatever. Yeah, and they're like, he keeps telling them to go fuck themselves.
He's like, he keeps telling them to go have sex with themselves. but a lot cruder.
What about when he's like, he's the fucking Captain Blondebeard?
My favorite part is when he's talking and he cuts the potato in half. And he's like, I'm dipping this potato in crushed up Vicodin.
And you can't stop it.
And he's like,
you can't do nothing about
yesterday,
it.
I officially run out of ketchup. And me and Chelsea watched this movie with me. We both went, aw, he's got all them potatoes and no ketchup. But so I'm going to dip it in Vicodin. But then the fucking...
He likes that fucking ketchup, though. You can see him spray that shit a little bit too much.
Yeah, he's wasting some ketchup.
Yeah.
But then... He goes in one
day. That's all he's got to and put that flavor hole, on it. That's all he's got.
That hole in the
We didn't mention the potatoes come from the Thanksgiving. Don't open till Thanksgiving, remember? Yeah, he found all he had was enough storage to last him 3 months for food, and it was coming out of them little packages you got to open mm-hmm. and little juice you got to spray in your mouth. And then he found them potatoes, and it said, don't open till Thanksgiving.
And that's what they were going to eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and he fucking started growing the potatoes. If he wouldn't have had the potatoes, he would have died. And they were Thanksgiving meal. That was their Thanksgiving meal.
He grew a shit ton of potatoes. But what about when he went in there?
With his own shit, by the way.
Yeah, he took his own shit and the crew member shit that had been piling up. He fertilized it with that.
Wally shit.
For the fifth time.
I'm sorry.
When he went into that thing and it exploded. Like, the hole punctured, it exploded and burnt his entire crop up. Because it didn't burn it up. It opened the airway, let all the oxygen out, and everything just died.
But what was strange to me is...
Because he just picked it up. It was still green. He picked it up, and it just crumbled in his hands.
Hold on. Why did it explode?
Why did what explode?
The little hatch.
Because a hole was punctured in it or something, and the air got sucked out.
To be jumped off. It's supposed to explode off of the system. This is my thought.
Maybe I get what you're saying. I don't know.
This is my thing.
That might have been a goof. I don't know
this
why.
I think that's a plot hole. This is my thing.
There's definitely a hole there.
Well, this is my... I'm thinking this is a plot hole in the movie. I'm thinking it is actually... If a hole erupts in that thing, it's supposed to be fucking shot off of the area because it can contaminate the other side. But I'm thinking there's something that's supposed to help that other side contain. There's supposed to be a hatch or a door that covers that part to where nothing happens to this part and that part just fucking explodes off. Right?
Right.
So why did it fuck the entire fucking
system
up?
Because it blew right as he opened the door to walk in. Like, he went in.
You know what it was?
No, you tell me.
The goddamn hydrogen in there. Something happened.
Probably.
And
it was dangerous what he was doing.
Maybe that's what it was. That helped the explosion.
Oh, what about old girl in here? I know we ain't talked about much of the cast besides Matt Damon, Christine Wiig.
Christine Wiig.
Kristen or Christine? I'm not sure.
Two eyes.
No. One eye and wig, too. Yeah, two eyes and wig. Wig. She was one of the Ghostbusters.
Wig.
Kristen Wig.
She was one of the Ghostbusters. She was also in one of my favorite comedies, Bridesmaids. I love that fucking movie, dude. We need to do that. And a movie that, I'm going to tell you, Jake said we ought to do a movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Mile. He's like, you got to do that movie, The Green Mile, man. So he really wants us to do that movie. I bet he'll listen to it.
Also, Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, man. You can't get a better actor than Jeff Daniels, man.
It don't matter what I watch him in, Speed or whatever.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is always where I go back to him at.
He's so stupid, but he can play these fucking dramatic roles absolutely to a fucking T, man.
Absolutely. Sean Bean. He was in
Welcome to the Rock.
Not Sean Connery.
I know.
Sean Bean was in Lord of the Rings, too.
Lord of the Rings.
There's several names. Donald Glover was in this.
Yeah, Donald Glover was the one that told him that
he could shoot around Earth. Yeah.
You said shoot around Mars, but anyway.
Well,
shoot.
The plan was to shoot around Earth first, come back, and then shoot around Mars again.
And to go back. Use both of the gravitational pulls.
Let's see who else.
Do you think that would actually? Do you think the science checks out?
Michael Pena.
Do you think the science checks out?
Oh, I'm as far based on what I know, yeah. It may or may not, but I mean, I don't have anything to rebut.
Yeah, well, you can't deny Donald Glover.
Yeah, I mean,
Donald Glover's a good actor.
Troy and Abed in the morning. Ricky Becker. Oh, Ricky Becker. Sebastian Stan was in this. Michael Pena. I mean, and I know these guys from something. I just don't know what the fuck I know them from.
All right, well, stop looking at all right, I was just fucking looking. Names.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm tired of you doing that. You're cheating.
Anyway, what other parts did you like about this movie? We ain't really going to go through the plot because I gave a quick plot summary, but what else did you like about this movie?
Man.
Or dislike?
I really love how fucking smart Matt Damon was in this movie.
Have you ever seen We Bought a Zoo?
I haven't, but you told me about it last week.
We watched it again the other night. I come in halfway through.
I might have to watch it because you keep fucking mentioning it. It's like a good dramatic, quirky kind of movie.
It is. I ain't even going to lie to you, dude.
Little funny humor.
At the end, I've watched it like four times. At the very end, I cry every time.
Oh,
I'm a grown man. I'll tell you, it's made me tear up every single time.
Oh,
when he's talking about his dead wife, you'll hear it.
That's what I use tears for, lubrication. Start saving them for me. All right.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a good movie. Watch it.
You want me to tell you what the best lube is?
What?
Tobacco spit.
Anyway, back into The Martian. He did start going crazy. He got skinny as shit at the end.
He did.
With the beard, he was just
I got a couple parts I can bring up. I love how they break that fucking spaceship down to nothing and put plastic tarp over the top of it to shoot him out of space.
He's like,
there's no wind resistance in Mars, so it's okay. It's fine. It's not going to hurt you. Because the gravitational pull is
so he's talking to his fucking diary going, these fuckers want me to shoot into space with tarp over the top of my rocket ship.
He did get really skinny, man. He got really fucking thin for this movie. And that was all real. It wasn't no CGI. Did you see his little ass cheeks at the end of the movie? Little ass cheeks. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you another one of my favorite parts. He's like, I don't want none of the memorial to be on y'all guys. I want it to all be on me. I'm going to shoot into space like Iron Man and I'm going to puncture my glove and shoot into space, propel from my glove, and I'm going to be Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get to explain this all through life. I'm way better than fucking, not Tony Stark, but Neil Armstrong. It's like, who the fuck is Neil Armstrong? I'm fucking Matt Damon. That was a reference from, what's that movie?
His name was Mark Watney.
Mark Watley, but I'm Matt Damon. That was a reference from
American Beauty?
No, the movie that
American History X?
South Park did with the action figures.
Team America, World Police.
Team America, World Police. Matt Damon. Or maybe that's just off a South Park movie.
All right, well, let's get into rating and reviews. You got any? What's your rating and reviews on this movie?
I'm going to give it one thumbs up.
Okay.
I'm just playing. I'm going to give it a 8. I really like this movie. 8's great. It was a great movie.
It was great.
Kept my attention. It was just as good as Gravity or better.
I wouldn't mind watching. I will only watch Gravity once. I'd like to watch it again.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I remember it being pretty good. So, all right. Well, I agree.
He got two good actors, Halle Berry and
Sandra Bullock and
Sean Connery
and George Clooney. Wrong on both accounts. I don't know what movie you're watching. You're watching two different James Bond movies. Because they were both played in two different
you're
James
right,
Bond.
You're right.
This was a good movie. I enjoyed watching this movie. I'll probably watch it again fairly soon because I would like to go back and rewatch it. Probably after I listen to this podcast. But I'm with you. I'm giving it an 8. An 8 is great. It kept my attention. I enjoyed watching it. I watched this movie with Logan and Chelsea, and they both enjoyed it. So, yeah, good movie.
Well, it's great.
All right. Well, Big Lance, let's do the name game. And since this is my pick,
I get to go.
Let's put our electronics away.
I'm on IMDb, but nothing.
I'm closing mine.
All right,
put yours down.
Put it down.
Ooh, we lost some light.
Oh, that's kind of freaky in here.
Go ahead with your pick.
All right, my pick will be Matt Damon because he is. Or we could go Christine Wiig. But I'm gonna go Matt Damon because I feel like I get you on Matt Damon movies.
Okay, Matt Damon, I'll go first. Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How you like them apples? Good Will Hunting. All right, we lost my ambience light, like, but whatever.
I like Granny Smith's, bitch.
On you.
I'm going to go, we bought a zoo.
You ain't even seen it yet, but okay, okay, okay.
As long as I'm right on the title, I'm
You're
happy.
Right. Is it We Bought a Zoo or Did We Buy a Zoo?
It's We Bought a Zoo. It's We Bought a
All
Zoo.
All right, I'm going to go Dogma.
Oh, you picked one that you probably should have saved.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go Jason Bourne.
Oh, wow, we're really going to get into some shit here. The Bourne Identity.
I'm going to go Bourne Supremacy.
The Bourne Democracy. No, I'm playing. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. I'm Matt Damon.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Was he in that?
Mm-hmm. Everybody,
why is Matt Damon
of,
in Kevin Smith movies?
All of Kevin, anybody who's played in any Kevin Smith movie,
you know
was
what
in
it,
Jay
you know
and
what
Bob.
It is, right? Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's
are really good friends,
and Ben Affleck
and Kevin Smith are really good friends.
But they did their shit in New York, right? Kevin Smith's like a New York guy, and them
He's
are
like
two
a New Jersey guy.
They're Boston guy. Is Boston ain't in New York, is it?
No, Boston is in Massachusetts.
Right. What the fuck? Man?
But you got to think.
But it's near.
All them states.
Yeah.
Are
they're,
all
they're
compacted
small.
Together.
They're small and they're right there together.
It takes me longer to drive from here to Atlanta than it would take somebody to drive from Boston to New York,
right.
You know, or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, no, because their traffic's fucked.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about distance.
They
wise.
Have to take subways.
I'm not
shit.
Talking about.
They have to take subways and shit.
Well, you take subways around the town.
And it's probably to Massachusetts.
Maybe. They may have tunnels going all the way across the United
I'm
States.
Sure. No, just across.
So who's it on now?
Staten Island, Massachusetts, all them islands.
So who's
islands
it on?
And stuff. What? I'm sorry.
Who's it on?
Me.
What was the last thing I said?
You said,
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, that's what you said. Matt Damon.
I'm literally blanking now.
I'm blanking too a little bit, but I know a couple. Hold on. Matt Damon plays in Good Will Hunting.
I already said that one. Trying to think of another one he's in with Ben Affleck, cause, or maybe it's just that and Dogma.
You're thinking of the town over and over again, ain't you?
I have thought of the town several times.
I know I keep thinking of the town, too. Matt Damon plays in, like, some lovey-dovey movie, maybe? I think I'm going to give it to you because I just ain't nothing popping right up.
All right, well, I'm finna look it up. Let's see what all he's been in. And we're fixing to go, fuck.
Oh, I know. I know already because I can think of a bunch of movies. Oh, hold on. Can I think of one right now? Can I say one right now? Because I ain't looking at nothing. I'm not looking at nothing. You're looking at stuff.
I'm seeing it now, though.
But you're looking at stuff, but I'm not.
All right. Well, but I have no rebuttal.
The Wall. It's the new one he's just in. The Wall.
Well, I'll give it to you because after I cut
my
shit
off. Did it pop up?
No, I don't see The Wall.
Well, make sure that's the right title name, The Wall.
I don't see anything that says
It's the Great Wall of China. It's the new movie he's in. But it's the
Witness for the Prosecution,
no, it's called
Thirst,
The Wall.
Bending the Arc, The Runner, Jason Bourne. No, has it come out yet?
Yeah, it's on.
It's not listed.
It's out. I swear.
Okay.
Write it. Look it up.
Okay.
The Wall. It's about the. It's about the,
Ocean's 11.
Damn. It's
Ocean's
about,
12. Damn. Ocean's 13.
Was he on Inception? No, that was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Interstellar. I didn't watch that.
I was fixing to say The Italian Jobs, but I think that's Mark Wahlberg.
He did a voiceover in Happy Feet 2.
Okay. I'm glad because all these you're naming, I probably would have never said.
The Bourne Ultimatum. The Departed.
I do know that one. I should have said that one.
Syriana. Jersey Girl. Stuck on You.
Oh, man, I love that. I love that fucking movie, Stuck on You, dude.
The Majestic.
Ah, I forgot about that one.
The Legend of Bagger Vance with Will Smith.
I don't remember that one.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
I do remember that one.
Rounders.
I
Saving Private Ryan.
What?
The Rainmaker.
What?
Chasing Amy.
What?
Courage
oh my
Under
fucking
Fire.
God,
Glory
dude.
Days.
Dude, I fucked
Field
up.
Of Dreams.
What?
Mystic Pizza.
I don't know that one.
That was a 1988 movie. Dude, that was a shit.
All right, well, type in The Wall,
we
please.
We dropped the
please
goddamn
Please type
wall.
In The Wall because that determines who wins this game.
I don't think that's fair, but okay.
Why? Because you was looking? I ain't looked at shit.
I wouldn't have looked if I knew you had one more.
But it don't matter. You was looking. You was out of them. I had one more. I win.
Okay, well.
Okay, well, I win.
The Wall. Stars. Well, where the fuck did you go? Okay, stars. Aaron Taylor Johnson, John Cena, Spencer Thomas, Laith Nakili.
All right, well, type in Matt Damon, The Wall.
Okay.
Because there's something to do with a wall. It might be called The Great Wall or something. I might be wrong on movie title.
The Great Wall.
Is it called The Great Wall? All right, well, I didn't lose, but I didn't win. We tied.
There is no tie. It's winner or loser. That's what we decided.
Well, then what?
Time.
We got to come up with another one then, another actor, because we both fucking drawed.
Well, who said the last one?
I did, but I was wrong on title. But that don't mean I lose. We still said the same amount. I just guessed one that.
I tell you what, I'll just give you the win on this one.
Fuck it, I win, motherfucker.
I'll give you the.
Me and Lulu win.
That game was a clusterfuck, too.
You're a clusterfuck.
How are we going to draw when we said last week, the last one who says the correct answer wins? That's what we
That's
said.
That's true, but okay. Can I establish the rules on the game that I made up real quick?
It don't matter. You win because...
Can we establish the rules on the game that I made
if
up
If you'll
real
let
quick?
Me say one thing.
Yes.
You win because he was not in Jay and Silent Bob. Try back.
So I did win.
He was in Chasing Amy. That's the one I was thinking
but
of.
But you did say Chasing Amy, but that was
I
on
did.
A different... You did, but it was on a different guess.
No, I said Chasing Amy
after oh,
when
okay.
I was reading
after,
off his
oh,
shit.
Okay.
That's the movie I was thinking
you.
About. He wasn't in Jay and Silent
okay.
Bob. He was in the other Kevin
right,
Smith movie,
right.
Chasing Amy.
Okay, well, let
so
me... Can I go and establish our rules on that game?
Sure.
All right, we go through the movies.
I just have one rule, but you go ahead.
It was my guess,
mm-hmm.
and you went to check the movies. And I have not looked at nothing. And I said, oh, I did catch one after you looked at the movies. That's fine. It was still my guess.
It was on me.
Even
though you already said, you win, I don't know anymore. So I start looking up shit. And then once I look it up, you go, oh, yeah, one more. I got it now.
But I was wrong on it. Right. I was wrong on it, but I still win because you was wrong on Jay and Silent Bob.
But you took away the chance, because what if something you said sparked something else that I knew? Because you could have named a movie that could have made me go, oh, yeah, he was also in so-and-so.
That's a possibility.
So,
but the thing is, I didn't want to spend no more time on it than we had to.
Right.
Even though we're spending a lot more time on it.
I think the rules need to be, once you say, I'm out, I'm done, I don't know anymore, you're done.
All right, well, I'm never going to do that again. I'm just going to make you have to do a lot more editing.
There you go.
And take out all the dead space.
Well, I got to do a lot of editing on this one anyway. So.
Fuck you.
All right.
I love you, brother. I think all that shit goes.
Yeah, you got the win because...
If it don't, it don't.
You got
but it should.
You got the win because I was wrong with Jay and Silent Bob. All right, so now let's move on to a little budget versus box office.
There's no editing in life. If you say something to your boss, man, that was the you said it. He remembers it forever. He don't edit it.
Same thing for your wife.
Exactly. She don't edit that shit.
Nope.
So why don't you just leave all our shit in and it makes us more real?
I'll do that.
I think so.
We'll have 4-hour episodes.
That's what we need.
All right. Budget versus box office, Big Lance.
What movie?
Well, I'm looking
for The Martian.
Yeah, where the fuck is it?
I'm going to go, they spent $30 million on this movie. $35 million on this movie.
What's your final answer?
$35 million on this movie.
$108 million.
Wow. A lot of CGI, but it's crazy. They did have some good actors. Yeah, but they had some good actors.
A lot of that was set, like on set, stage. A lot of that was on location, and they were out in the desert, not on Mars, and they just tinted it.
I'm going to tell you that this movie was nominated for Academy Awards and Grammys and stuff, so I almost
Grammys is music, but go ahead.
Whatever. I know, it was...
Oscars,
whatever. It was nominated for a bunch of movie awards.
What you think this movie made in... box office gross.
I'm going to say this movie made $300 million.
You shot it over a little bit, but not bad. $228
million. Okay. Opening weekend. It did $40 million easy.
Close. $54 million. Not bad. Bonus question.
You got a bonus on the fucking budget? And box office?
Yep.
I like this.
How many months was it in theaters?
It was in theaters for 2.5 months.
The release date was October 2nd, 2015. The box office gross ends on March 11th, 2016.
So how long?
6 months.
Wow.
It stayed in the theater for 6 months. That's because it was constantly making money. Let's just for shits and giggles, let's look at what it made each weekend. It started out. Oh, man, dude.
$40 million, though.
$54 million first weekend, opening weekend.
That's crazy. They usually don't leave movies in that long.
The total went up to 108 the next, 196 the following, 207, 213.
You want me to tell you why they did that?
Why?
Because Mark Wahlberg lost fucking 100 pounds for this movie.
Mark Wahlberg or Matt Damon
lost 100.
I was going to say, I didn't see Mark Wahlberg anywhere. Was he one of the Martians?
No, but if you don't know, people mistake Matt and Mark all the time. People like that. Them, they look alike. People say that. If you want to Google it.
All right, let's move on to our next game, Stump the Chump.
Oh, fuck, I ain't even been looking on my phone, but let's find one real quick. Phil, I got one already.
All right.
And I think I'm going to go quotes.
All right, give me a quote.
Because this movie had some good quotes that I liked.
All right, give me a quote.
I'm going to go quotes, and that should be a good hint for you that the movie had good quotes that I liked.
Okay.
Sean says, "You're just a kid. You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about."
That's the whole quote?
The other character says, "Why, thank you." It's all right. You never been out of your little city. Nope.
Did you change names?
I said Sean, and then I said the other character.
Is Sean the real character's name?
It is.
Okay.
I'm going to finish this quote after this.
Read it to me one more time. What are you doing?
Sean says, "You're just a kid. You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about." The other character says, "Why, thank you." Sean says, "It's all right. You've never been out of your little city." And it actually says the city's name, but I don't say the city. And then he says, "Nope." And I'm going to read the whole quote when it ends, and you're going to fucking love this quote. And it's a pretty long quote, but I'll read it fast.
Sean. I'm going to be wrong on this, but I'm going to say Dazed and Confused.
No, but good guess. Okay. I'd stump the chump. And it is Good Will Hunting. Sean says, "You're just a kid. You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about." Will says, "Why, thank you." Sean says, "It's all right. You've never been out of Boston." Will says, "Nope." But it was a good little scene in Good Will Hunting that we did, and y'all should really check that episode out.
Good Will Hunting's a good movie. We recommended it. Before I move on with mine, let me tell you what your dog's doing. I decided I had to kick my legs out because my legs are starting to hurt because he was taking up all my leg room.
She took it
upon herself to just get comfortable and lay her head on my leg.
It feels better than the wires.
So my foot is now your dog's pillow. All right, I'm going into trivias with mine. And I'm even going to give you the actor's name. Not the character, but the actor.
Give me that.
Stephen Lang only has about 13 lines of dialogue in the whole movie, most of which comes near the end of the film.
Stephen Lang.
Most of which come near the end of the film.
Give me one more. Don't gotta be about Stephen Lang, but whatever.
The film's budget was less than $10 million. 2 months after release, it grossed over $140 million. There's some budget versus box office for you.
It was $100 million budget?
The budget was $10 million. 2 months after its release, it grossed $140
million. I'm going to have to go to our little fucking Podomatic page to find this out.
Oh, we don't have budget and box office on that.
I know, but I can get a reference on what type of movie would have done that good that quick. Because I can look at our movies and tell what's so good and what ain't, you know.
Right.
It was a $10 million movie that made $140 million. Steve Lang was in it that I don't know who that is. And he only had a little bit of dialogue and acting at the end of the movie.
13 lines of dialogue in the whole movie. Most, not all, but most of which come near the end of the film.
Stephen Lang. I'm going to go with $10 million to $140 fucking million. That's a lot of money it made, man.
Now, I'm not saying that was at the end of box office. That just says 2 months after its release. Right. It may have went for another month, and box office may have been 240. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Will you give me another piece of...
You want me to give you another piece?
No, you just did with that, but you can.
I'll give you one more.
All right.
And I'm going to have to edit this one. The street where the main character lives is called Buena Vista. In Spanish, this translates to good sight.
Buena Vista. You know we got a Buena Vista in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, ours is Buena Vista.
I just probably said it wrong. Buena Vista.
It's beautiful.
The street where the main character lives is called Buena Vista. In Spanish, this translates to good sight.
So it could be in Mexico almost. We don't know.
It could be. It might not be.
Well, if it is, I don't remember where this movie was placed. But I'm going to say the do-over.
Did you stump me?
I don't know.
Yeah, you did stump me.
I win?
No, I stumped you too.
Okay.
I stumped the chump.
Stumped the chump. Where was it? What movie?
Don't Breathe.
Oh, okay.
The last one I gave you that I edited said the street where the old man lives is called Buena Vista. In Spanish, it translates to good sight. The old man is blind.
Oh, I should have known that.
All right, that was pretty fun. You got one word on the Martian, my brother.
Actually, Buena Vista, it means good view. Vista means view.
Okay, well, good view, good sight. I could see that being translated, loosely translated.
Well, it's probably they got different dialect in different Spanish cultures.
Right. All right. So you got any? You got a one word for the Martian?
We didn't do that on the last movie, but yeah, yep.
Yeah, we did. We did it right at the end.
We did the Martian. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Captain Blondebeard.
Gonna hyphenate that.
I don't give a shit. That's not a big deal.
Apples. Nah.
No, that's good. That's perfect, man.
Potatoes.
That's even perfecter.
Do you like potatoes? How you like them potatoes?
Potatoes. I like that, dude.
All right. All right. Oh, Podcast Land, if you enjoyed this episode, and we hope you did, check us out at smokeshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Tweet us on Twitter.
We're also on Podomatic.
Hey,
we're on
please
Podbean,
give us a five-star review and rating on iTunes, please.
So iTunes takes precedent over Podcast, Podbean, Podomatic, all that.
It why does because it, why it I'm puts mentioning us that, out there, man. Yeah.
Well, our popularity has grown on iTunes, so definitely give us a five-star. If you listen to us on iTunes. If you don't listen to us on iTunes, give us a rating.
Like,
give
a
us
rating,
a rating
review,
and a review on Podomatic. Wherever you hear our show, even if it's just Facebook. Give us a rating review.
All right, check our Patreon site out, man.
We got a Patreon site. Our Patreon site has a lot of vaulted episodes that have come off the main feed. A lot of behind the smoke, shit like that. You have to donate a little bit, but hey, man, it's pocket change, and you will enjoy the content. We're constantly putting new shit up there. Beyond that, I think we're pretty much done with The Martian 2015. Ooh, I'm about to fuck that one up. Any last thoughts or words, Big Lance?
Do you like potatoes?
I got a number.
How you like them potatoes?
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
I guess I don't remember that.
Potatoes.
Scoopsy potatoes? Scoopsy potatoes. A scoopsy potatoes. I love Joe.
Joe is good. He's the most loved.
I gotta take a piss.
And Practical Joker.
I guess I don't remember that.
Matt Damon vehicle.
Yeah, it's a Matt Damon vehicle. The whole movie's about Matt Damon.
Vehicle.
Yeah, you never heard that term before?
No, I don't reckon so.
Yeah, that's a term used when you're talking about a movie that
just about one person.
Well,
basically,
that one person is the big. Big star, like the Predator?
Or like 127 Hours?
Yeah.
That was a James Franco vehicle?
Well, Predators is an Arnold Schwarzenegger vehicle.
Okay.
Judge Dredd was a Sylvester Stallone vehicle. But anyway, yeah.
I got you.
So, the Martian is a Matt Damon vehicle. So, kind of like the Mars Rover. But, anyway. I guess I don't remember that.
Old baseball player told me that. I was just playing. I don't know who told me that, but I heard it somewhere. Mackerschmidt. You know what Jenna Jameson says, right? Spit's best lube. I'm sorry, but she did say that.
Okay.
It's natural.
When you're done talking about lube. All right,
let's stop
talking
about fucking lube and let's.
I guess I don't remember that.
Well, you lose because that's not the name of a movie. So I win, guys.
I ain't done.
Motherfucker win.
You were supposed to say yeah.
Oh, say it again.
Do you like apples? I guess I don't remember that.
And
I'm telling you, I think your dog loves me more than she loves you.
She don't.
Okay.
She just puts her ass on you and looks at me.
I got you. What's up? All right. I guess I don't remember that.
And by the way, Podcast Land, this is a...
Did you just say Podcast Land?
Podcast Land. This is a Blue Nose Pit Bull Gotti line, Razor's Edge line.
I guess I don't remember that.
Sean says, so if I asked you about art, you'd probably give me the skinny on every book you ever written. Or every book you ever written, Michelle Gallo.
All right, we lost my ambience light, but whatever. I guess I don't remember that.